We are Christians. We live a certain way. It is the right way to live. It's the only way to live. Every other way to live is death. The only way of life is the Christian way of life. And that includes to not be a fornicator, to not be effeminate, to not be an extortioner, a liar, all the other things. Those things are death. One of the things that amazes me, I get really involved in the abortion debate with Orthodox Christians who have such incredible worldly views, pragmatic views. Because all they think about, this is fair or this is not fair. And it's mixed up with a strange kind of thinking that women are abused and such. And some women are abused, no doubt about that. But it's so wrapped up in this anger that they are pro-abortion. And they never, ever speak of the spiritual consequences of abortion. For them, it's a pragmatic decision. A woman is treated unfairly by a man. She shouldn't have to be punished for the rest of her life. And therefore, abortion should be legal for her. It's pragmatic. If it was only pragmatic, I would have to agree with her. But it's not only a pragmatic decision. It's also a decision based upon what is right and what is wrong. And it is wrong to kill. It is a sin to kill. Even if a person is put in that situation because of things beyond her control, even rape or having grown up in a sexualized household and become promiscuous, all kinds of things that are there are sort of nuances as far as how guilty is a person really of the things they do. Only God knows that. But we do know that when we do something that is wrong, that is evil, there are repercussions to this sin. God can forgive us, absolutely. But there are still repercussions to it. And it still affects the soul. And certainly a sin that we struggle to not call a sin, such as abortion, causes a person great upheaval in their soul. So the greatest victim of abortion is certainly the woman who kills her child. It's not just a pragmatic decision, it is a spiritual decision, and it affects her greatly. And as Christians, we must be aware of this spiritual problem. Unfortunately, I see enormous numbers of people that only think pragmatically because they are infected with the spirit of the world. And they think that even speaking of abortion as having been killing a human being is judgmental and is hurtful to the poor woman who is 12 years old or in college or has been raped or doesn't have the money to pay, you know, to be able to afford another child because of poverty. All those things might be true, absolutely. We should not be indifferent to any of those things. We should care very much about those things. But then on top of it, on top of all those problems she has, the world tells her, you may get rid of this product of conception. That's one of the new things they call pregnancy, products of conception. That's what a baby is. That's what a human being made in the image of God is, products of conception. And you can get rid of it, and then you can go on with your life. And it's not your fault, etc., etc. It is her fault. We should be compassionate about her, not to label her or anything. That's a terrible thing. We're not going to label her a whore or something like that. That's a terrible thing. But to be sensitive to the spiritual aspects of what we do, we must do that as Christians. All the things that he's mentioning here are things that wound the soul and kill the soul. Not just the body. They're not just sins of the body. They're sins of the soul. We as Christians must have the temerity, the courage to speak out, even though, oh my goodness, I'm amazed at some of the language that is used by Christians, by Orthodox Christians, when they hear a spiritual teaching about abortion. Well, let's not be afraid of it. I didn't mean this. This is not just to speak of abortion. In everything we do, we have to have courage to stand for what is right. This little axiom I came up with a long time ago. It's always right to do right. It's always wrong to do wrong. Period. And we must be courageous.